gates of Vienna, and that in a short space of time, in terms of history, in a blink of an eye, here you had this new dynamic force that came from nowhere, and it was fueled by this religious fervor, and it had a blanket heter, it had a permission, they had permission to enforce the new religion by the sword. Now, Christianity learned that from the Muslims. Christianity originally was always a religion of persuasion. See, that they learned from the Jews. That was their Jewish heritage, that they would convert someone by persuasion. But from the Muslims, they learned that, when Ogden Nash has a terrible poem, he says, candy is dandy, but liquor is quicker. So the same thing, I mean, persuasion is fine, but the sword is more effective, right? You'll win more converts. Christianity learned that lesson from Islam. And from the time that Islam broke on the scene, from that time on, forcible conversion became acceptable everywhere, in all religions of the world, naturally, except Judaism. And this concept of forcible conversion of the sword, it became one of the basic tenets of the Muslim behavior. Now, as I mentioned to you, he had disturbing times in Mecca. Finally, he was forced to flee Mecca in order to save himself and his small band of followers. He was forced to flee Mecca. And that's in the year 622 of the Common Era. And that trip from Mecca to the city of Medina is called the Hegira, H-E-G-I-R-A. And the city of Medina then was not yet called Medina, it was called Yatib, Y-A-T-H-I-B. And it was changed to Medina because the Arabs then called it, after Muhammad came there, it was called Medinat Nabi, the city or the county of the Prophet. And in English, it's called Medina. Medina is the same Hebrew word, same word as the Hebrew word Medina. And he moved to Medina. Now, in Medina, there were three major Jewish tribes. Medina was a city with a very large Jewish population. And there were three major Jewish clans who controlled a great deal of the commerce and of the politics of the town. When he came to Medina, so then he tailored the religion to make it more attractive to Jews. For instance, he instituted the rite of praying towards Jerusalem, the same way that the Jews prayed. A few years later, when he caught on that the Jews weren't going to become Muslims, so he changed it to praying towards Mecca. But for the first few years, the Muslims prayed facing Jerusalem. He also introduced the prohibition against pork, against pig meat, ham, etc. He introduced a method of slaughtering animals similar to Shechita. He introduced many things that were similar to the Jewish thing. Originally, he even contemplated a Muslim day of rest. All of this was done in the conviction that the Jews would accept the new religion, much as the Christians were also convinced that the Jews somehow would accept their new religion. When it became obvious that the Jews were not going to accept the religion, and they were not going to treat him as a prophet, so then in a fit of rage and frustration and revulsion, he became very strongly anti-Jewish. And the Quran contains some of the most awful statements in world literature regarding the Jewish people. And there is a phrase that is allegedly attributed to Muhammad, or a story rather, an anecdote, that he wants